USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is downplaying his legal troubles while campaigning in New Hampshire. On Tuesday, Trump told a crowd of supporters his poll numbers go up after every indictment.
One more indictment that I think this election's over.
A large crowd waited hours in the rain to hear Trump speak Tuesday. His comments come as a D.C. judge considers whether to issue a protective order in his election interference case. Police in Montgomery, Alabama, say one person has turned themselves in and two others are expected to surrender in connection to a brawl at a river dock.
This investigation is ongoing and more charges are likely.
Montgomery Police Chief Darrell Albert said they detained and interviewed over 10 people while investigating the incident. He says there are no racially biased charges at this time. Video of the fight that happened Saturday showed the black co-captain of a riverboat being attacked by a group of white men. Police say the black man had asked the group to move their boat from a reserved space. Two groups are suing the Biden administration over its latest plan to cancel student loan debt. Lisa Taylor has more.
The groups argue the White House doesn't have the authority to forgive the $39 billion it's promising. The lawsuit says after the Supreme Court struck down its first try to cancel $400 billion, Biden is now trying to push this new plan through using new arguments. The Supreme Court earlier ruled Congress must approve any student loan forgiveness. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Biden administration's restrictions on so-called ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations. One of the largest ever lottery paydays is up for grabs in the next Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot's now estimated at $1.58 billion, making it the largest payout in the game's history. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus touring the Texas border with Mexico, they're getting a look at the so-called floating border wall in the Rio Grande.
I'm calling on the Biden administration to end all cooperation between Customs and Border Protection and the Texas Department of Public Safety, except for that which protects the health and safety of asylum seekers.
Congressman Joaquin Castro says the system of buoys bobbing in the river is dangerous and cruel. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended the use, saying the state has the right to protect its borders. The 22-year-old Navy sailor charged with spying for the Chinese in federal court in San Diego for a custody hearing Tuesday. Jin Xiaowei had been serving on the USS Essex, was arrested for allegedly giving the Chinese government deployment, weapons, and technical information, as well as vulnerabilities of Navy ships. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Wei was recruited by the Chinese as he was applying to become an American citizen. Another sailor at Navy Base Ventura County, 26-year-old Wang Heng Zhao faces similar charges. Russia is being accused of carrying out what's being called a particularly evil attack in Ukraine. Officials say Russia overnight fired a missile at an apartment building full of civilians in eastern Ukraine, then fired another missile at first responders. And rapper Tory Lanez has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in the U.S. after being convicted of shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.